and welcome back to Mormon Channel. We're all looking for answers. We've got questions and we want to know the truth. But sometimes the truth can be difficult to find. We might feel conflicted at times. People might tell us that science is the only way to receive answers, while others will tell us to only live by religion and disregard the scientific part. But the truth is that science and God go hand in hand, and it's in both that we find our answers. Does that sound hard to believe? It shouldn't. Henry Eyring, who was a chemist and father of Henry B. Eyring, stated, "Is there any conflict between science and religion? There is no conflict in the mind of God, but often there is conflict in the minds of men. We believe we were created by our Heavenly Father, who not only created us and this earth, but created the stars, the planets, and galaxies. We believe He created everything around us, and not only that, but made it so perfectly that it continues to work in its own pattern. When a flower dies, a new one grows. Animals reproduce after their own kind. Everything is set in this perfect, continuous motion. Of course, there are things that we don't understand. That's just part of the human experience. We aren't going to know everything in this life, and that's okay. The Lord gives us new answers in His time. Like the scriptures say, He gives line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. We can see as we look back in history that the Lord has revealed and has let us discover more and more, whether it's about technology, the human mind, the human body, the solar system. We have come far and have discovered answers through science. It's okay if we don't have all of the answers now. Just like we don't know everything about science, we don't know everything about the mysteries of God. Russell M. Nelson said, "Conflict only arises from an incomplete knowledge of either science or religion, or both. Whether truth comes from a scientific laboratory or by revelation from the Lord, it is compatible." There's a great line from one of my favorite movies that says, "Science only goes so far, then comes God." When we're searching for answers, we must also rely on our faith. During an interview, Dr. Richard Gardner, who's a molecular and cell biologist, was asked how his faith has helped him in his scientific pursuit. His response was, "My faith is important to me because I cannot have the complete picture without it. To learn how cells work, but not why they do or why we are here on this earth, would leave me unsatisfied." Science lets us know the what. God lets us know the why. So why doesn't God just give us all of the answers? Why doesn't He just tell us how everything works? Maybe it's because He wants us to learn for ourselves. I'm sure that God can inspire scientists and inventors, and He has, but He also wants us to use our brain. He wants us to figure it out. And instead, He focuses on the eternal truths we need to know, like that He loves us, that we're His children, and that only through Jesus Christ we can return to Him. I've heard it said many times that science is superior to religion because you can test it out. You have data to prove your answer. In science, you have a hypothesis, which is your starting point. You're not sure if it's right, so you run an experiment in a lab, and you'll either get a result that your hypothesis was correct or that it wasn't. But I've come to understand that the gospel works the same exact way. We have a hypothesis or a question, like, "I want to know if the Book of Mormon is true." That's your starting point. So what do? You have to run an experiment. You have to read the book. Not only read it, but like the scriptures say, ask with a sincere heart if these things are true. Once we read it, we must ponder it in our hearts and in our minds, and then ask with a sincere heart if it's true. After that, we'll receive an answer, and we'll come to know our conclusion or result. We can do the same type of experiment with any gospel doctrine principle. There's no need for contention between science and religion. we have both for a purpose to further expand our understanding on God and His creations. I remember learning about cell division in science class when I was in high school. Our teacher gave us all 10 different slides of cells that we had to put under the microscope and decide whether it was mitosis or meiosis. And I remember looking at this cell and thinking about all the work that went into this small, tiny cell, its process of creation and division, its nucleus and membrane. It amazed me at how perfectly its function was. And I thought, if God took the time to create this cell and detail it so perfectly, imagine the time and detail and thought and love that He put into us, His children. We don't have all of the answers, and we probably won't in this life. That's why we have both of these means for truth. When we might not have the full answer of one, we can look to the other to complete it. Remember, when you have doubts or questions, first have faith, and faith that you will find your answer. Richard Gardner also said, when we take this approach, we remember that both science and religion can help us along in our search for truth, and that ultimately, all of the truth comes from the same source, God. God is the source of all truth. Everything testifies of Him, whether it's a cell or a star or a planet, all these things bear record of Him. I believe that one day we will have all of the answers. I don't know when or how, but we will. But for now, we must rely on the different tools that He has given us. And most importantly, we must also rely on Him. If you're looking for more on this subject, I found a great I'm a Mormon video on MormonChannel.org, which features Norman Tolk, who's a physics professor at Vanderbilt University, and he shares his take on science and faith and how they've both worked together in his life. Thanks for tuning in today. Remember to listen every Monday through Friday for an uplifting daily message.